Gosh, when I was a little kid, as always, my main thing was I was always hanging out in the barn with the horses and the cats and the dogs. And my grandmother was constantly telling my mother to get me away from the animals because I was never going to find a man. Birds can be one-person animals, and they bond with the one person. And you want to say hi, Barkley? My name is Marcia Sherman, and I'm the manager of Pet and Place in Reno, Nevada. And I've worked here for 48 years, caring and cleaning and feeding and playing with the animals, as well as trying to teach people about the pet they're about to buy. My earliest exposure were birds, were barn swallows that used to swoop down at us for getting too close to their nests in the barn. And then by accident, I got into helping a lady that was hand-feeding baby birds. And then she retired, and we took over a lot of her flock and started doing the breeding as well as the hand-feeding of the baby birds. I'm just fascinated by them. Their personalities, their colors, you know, they can tear you open if they so desire, if they're upset with you enough, or they can be as sweet as a baby.
Sweetie. Hello.
I don't think a lot of people fully understand that the animals, the people, the birds, everything will be affected by climate change. Friends that have, you know, large aviaries and outdoor breeding facilities has affected myself and the business due to the drought and the fires and the extreme temperatures. One lady lost most of her aviaries to a fire in California, and she was actually cutting the wire of the aviaries open so the birds had a chance to fly to get away from the fires. The gentleman in Texas that I know, his birds were freezing to death and just falling out of the trees because in that part of Texas, they weren't used to the extreme cold temperatures. The sad part is not only losing the birds, but we're also, the drought and everything is losing some of the supplies for their food chain as well. The joy of owning a bird is the companionship, and it's a lifestyle for them. I mean, I know people that cook special diets for their birds at home, special treats. I know some people that have redesigned their house just to have a big aviary room for the birds where they're basically have a tree and a big room of their own, not even in a cage. They each had their own personalities and their own joy that they brought me. Probably the greatest one was a green-winged macaw named Captain that the owner of the shop here and I actually co-owned. She thought she was my baby. And she was just, you know, she would greet you every morning. She would lay on her back in my arms and I could cradle her like a baby. She just talked to you and play. She could teach her tricks. I love what I do just because I love being able to care for the animals. You have to be able to do the work so that they live long, happy lives. It does worry me that we're seeing a great loss on many species of animals and birds because there won't be any 4 generations from now to see. And the beauty of these animals should be something that can be shared by all.